Bob Almanac is here, the often imitated, seldom duplicated Bob Almanac, the 18th of January, 18th day of the year, of course, 347 left to go. 1733, this date, the first ever polar bear was exhibited in America in Boston. Nobody asked the polar bear what he thought of being put on exhibit. You know, if this polar bear would have said no at the very beginning, that would have freed up all other polar bears. They never, ever would have been put on display yet. But this one, this polar bear here agreed to it, or he just didn't say anything about it.
He needed the money.
They should have asked him. Well, yes, life was in the 1730s, very hard times. It was known as the polar bear depression. Unemployment rate was very high among polar bears in the 1730s. 1896, X-ray machine exhibited for the first time. People had never seen it before. Country bumpkins coming into town, seeing this X-ray. They had to think it was magic.
Yeah, it was.
You're seeing through things. It's magic.
It was.
Wasn't it? 1943, they banned sliced bread.
What?
Sliced bread was banned because U.S. commercial bakers had to stop selling it. Only whole loaves would be sold because they needed the metal parts for the World War effort. World War II was going on, so we banned pre-sliced bread. Would our modern society be willing to give up pre-sliced bread for some kind of an effort, like war effort or something, like a battle? If somebody said that we need to give up sliced bread to battle coronavirus, would people be all that willing to give up sliced bread?
I don't think so.
I don't know. No. 1943. Had sliced bread even been around that long? You should see, when was the invention of sliced bread selling in bakeries and grocery stores throughout the country?
Okay.
Sliced bread may have still been a new thing in 1943. Yeah, we haven't had it, but we can give it up for a little bit. I mean, a lot of people lived without sliced bread for how many years before they invented sliced bread? So, 1952, let's remember Curly. He made all his own sound effects, so when it comes to Curly Neal, are you a bigger fan of the whoop whoop whoop? Are you a bigger fan of the nyak nyak nyak, or do you like the soitenly? Which one do you like best out of those three?
Nyak nyak nyak.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
So Curly died on this date. He died very young. He was only 48. He had a number of strokes.
Wow.
And he succumbed on this date.
He was beaten.
Well, that's probably why. Yeah. Who knows? They probably should.
How many times can you take a hammer to the noggin?
They should have donated his brain to science and studied it. Jerome Lester Horowitz, better known as Curly Howard.
And he did the Curly Shuffle.
Yeah, I think they invented that later.
Yeah, I think it probably was.
The song
probably
came later.
After he died, yeah.
They didn't name, they didn't call what he was doing on camera. I don't think they called it the Curly Shuffle at that point. They may have. Maybe it is. I am assuming that came after.
I think so.
That was posthumous. 1958.
It must be quite an exciting thing, isn't it, to get into an NHL game for the Boston Bruins? What do you feel about it, Willie? Anything unusual?
No, it was the greatest thrill of my life, I believe. I'll always remember this day.
Willie O'Ree made his NHL debut on this date. We also had some music in there for you as well, because it deserved music, because basically he broke the color barrier.
Yep.
Not basically, he did. He was the Jackie Robinson of the National Hockey League. First black player to enter the league. He played for the Boston Bruins, and he played on this date in 1958 in a 3-0 victory over those hated Habs of Montreal. 1958. 1964.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand. Then I say that something.
So this song hit the U.S. charts. Beatles made their first appearance on the Billboard charts. I Want to Hold Your Hand. It entered at 45. It had a bullet, and of course it wouldn't stop until it got to number one.
Well,
as many Beatles songs did.
Right.
1990 in the news.
While a videotape rolled in this Washington hotel, U.S. attorneys and FBI agents watched over a hidden closed-circuit camera as the mayor allegedly gave more money for cocaine. Unknown to Barry, she then obtained cocaine from an undercover officer standing by on the scene.
So this was the date that, during an FBI sting, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry arrested as he was caught on videotape using crack, buying crack, and he was later convicted of a misdemeanor. He did time. Mm-hmm. He got out, and he was reelected then.
Yeah.
They elected him back. I mean, how would you feel for that guy that lost? I mean, this is a shoe, and I'm going against a guy who did hard time.
Right.
For drug purchasing and using, there's no way I could lose.
Well.
And it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So he must have done a good job. Must have been a good mayor. I don't know. I didn't live in Washington, D.C.
No.
Must have been a good mayor prior to his poor decisions.
I would assume.
Voted him back in. Or did they feel sorry for him?
I would think he'd had to have done a good job.
He got the drug user vote.
Well, that's true.
In Washington, D.C. So that was in 1990. In 1993, the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, which we are observing and commemorating, you know, celebrating today, it was observed by all 50 states for the first time. Now, the one state that I can remember that was a holdout was Arizona.
Yep.
Because they were supposed to host a Super Bowl, and the NFL said, you know, if you don't observe Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we will not allow you to have a Super Bowl.
Right.
So then they reneged, they came back, and they said, yes, we will. So for the first time in since President Reagan signed the law, which I think was 85 or 86, he signed legislation creating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It wasn't until 1993 that all 50 states would observe it. 1996, news report.
The most famous pool player in the world died today. Whether it's rotation, 8-ball, or 9-ball, he was the champ. He was born Rudolph Wanderung, but everyone knew him as Minnesota Fats. At one time, tipping the scales at 245 pounds.
That's huge.
Would have turned 83 tomorrow. His wife says his epitaph should read, "Beat everybody living on earth." Now, St. Peter, rack him up.
Rack him up, St. Peter, because here comes Minnesota Fats. No connection to the actual state of Minnesota that we are aware of.
Right. That's weird.
He took the name because there's a character as such from, was it the Sting or was it the... What's the
color,
pool?
Color money or something?
The Hustler or the Hustle or something. Yeah, there was a book, and that's where he got that name from, and he made it famous. And he could make some combinations that were just, I couldn't do it by grabbing the balls and putting them in the pockets, and he's doing it with a cue.
Yeah, it was impressive.
So that was 1996. The Hustler, I think. Did I say The Hustler?
Yes.
I think that was the name of the book that name came out of. 2000 on this day, TV theme time. Spin City and Michael J. Fox, who had made his return to television via Spin City, said he had to leave the ABC sitcom because of his battle with Parkinson's. And he made a couple of returns to TV, had his own show and a few cameos there after that. But it was the state that he had to say goodbye to Spin City.
Got to give him a lot of credit.
Also saying goodbye, Regis Philbin.
But this will be my last year on this show. No, I know. It's been a long time. It's been 28 years. It is a time that, you know, everything must come to an end for certain people on camera, especially certain old people.
Regis, who we just lost
within
the last year, right? We lost him in 2020.
Yeah, he was in 2020.
So show business veteran Regis Philbin announcing he would leave that show live with Regis and Kelly. And also this day, let's remember Glenn Frey. 'Cause you belong to the city. You belong to always good saxophone in a Glenn Frey song.
Why not?
I think it was in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It said any Glenn Frey song must have good saxophone. He passed away at the age of 67 this day. 5 years ago, 2016. Now here's a reminder that today's Bob Almanac is brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. It's the coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee is out there sourcing only the finest beans while you're sleeping at night and you're dreaming of waking up to a great cup of coffee. They're out there sourcing those fine beans from around the world, and with those beans, they create a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com. You can order right online, splitrockcoffee.com.
Is that it, Rose? I mean, are you finished, or is there something else that you don't understand?
Well, actually, there is. I don't understand how a thermos keeps things both hot and cold.
Betty White's birthday yesterday. She's 99. I thought she was worthy for a belated wish.
I would say absolutely. Right?
Betty White, 99 yesterday.
Wow.
So now she's 99 in a day.
The funny little clown, he's hiding behind a smile.
80 today for Bobby Goldsboro.
He's laughing,
boy, that song, Honey. I mean, get out the tissues for that one.
Yes.
And then this one, See the Funny Little Clown. Kind of my theme song early in my life. Maybe
right,
even now.
Right.
80 for Bobby Goldsboro. He was the Million Dollar Man.
But I can't help but think tonight you're up to something.
It's not what I'm up to, Oakland. It's what it all comes down to. And what it all comes down to is this. Money isn't everything. It's the only thing. And everyone has a price. For the Million Dollar Man.
Ted DiBiase, I'm sure he was led to the ring by his henchman, Virgil. Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. He's a WWE Hall of Famer. And, of course, whenever we can, we get a Mean Gene Okerlund cameo.
Absolutely.
Ted DiBiase is 67.
I have a picture pinned to my wall.
Thompson Twins.
Oh, yeah.
An image of you.
And despite popular belief, none of them were related or siblings. There were no actual twins. Tom Bailey, that's the guy singing. He's 67 here today. I can't get to the hook, Neil. I don't have time.
No, and I'm just scratching my head. You know, why do you call yourself the Thompson Twins?
Well,
there's no twins.
It had something to do with a TV show or something. It was inspired by. It's funny what how names and things are inspired by what inspires a name, and it just kind of sticks.
I guess.
Hey, is this heaven?
No, it's Iowa.
Hey, and you can stop smoking by using Chantix.
Right.
Should have told him that as well. Ray Liotta right there with Kevin Costner. You did hear that. You've heard that Ray Liotta stopped smoking.
It was Chantix, yes.
So it's Kevin Costner's birthday today. He's been in a lot of high-end movies, has he not?
Yeah. Several
Westerns,
great Westerns.
It just doesn't matter. Field of Dreams, good, feel-good movies, historical pieces, period pieces, like, let's say, a JFK.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. And I've told you about the one about the Bonnie and Clyde one, which we streamed off of some. There's so many streaming platforms, I can't remember where it was. Amazon, maybe, Netflix, but it was very, very good. Kevin Costner is 66.
Shame, 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 shame. Yes,
when Mark Colley was coming up with a stage name, he goes, you know what, I'm going to take the name Mark, and then I'm going to take a breed of dog. And he settled on Colley.
Ooh. Well, there's some others in
Schnauzer,
the running.
Schnauzer. Schnauzer was the runner-up.
Okay.
So Mark Colley, happy birthday. You hear his songs every now and then here on Bob FM. Mark Messier, pretty good hockey player.
I would say.
Played with Gretzky and won cups at Edmonton. Then he went to New York and won a cup for the Rangers. Helping them out. It had been a long drought for the New York Rangers, one of the original six, but Messier helped them to the cup.
He's a good player.
He is 60 today. Another one of those characters you love to hate.
Besides, Luke says he's going to have one of the biggest pig farms in Minnesota someday. We all have our ambitions in life, Nellie darling. And one of mine is not to see you become the Minnesota Pig Queen.
Who would want to be the Minnesota Pig Queen?
It's a fine title.
Rich endorsements come with that title. I don't know if you know that. Very lucrative. So it's Alison Arngrim with a cameo from Mrs. Olson, who we just had on last week. She was Nellie Olson, the one time that Laura popped her in the mouth. And in the nose. Anytime you could give Nellie Olson a bloody nose was a good thing. She's 59 today.
Pot should be legal. Have you ever seen a pothead get arrested? It's a sad arrest, okay? They handcuff him. He has no idea what's going on. He thinks he's being shown a magic trick. He has nothing, no idea.
Dave Attell, stand-up comedian. He's had his own TV show a time or two on Comedy Central. He's 56. Our rapper of the day is DJ Quick. Now, does he know the Quick Rabbit who turns milk into chocolate or
the
strawberry
Nestle's Quick
deliciousness?
Rabbit?
Yeah, Nestle's Quick Rabbit. DJ Quick is 51.
Gotta be related.
I'm drinking till I forget the 1999 NFC Championship.
That game. The Vikings were 2 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl when our kicker, who hadn't missed all year, shanked a field goal, and we lost in overtime.
Jason Segel, who was on How I Met Your Mother, and that's him from that show. He was from Minnesota. His last name was Erickson, so I remember that as Marshall Erickson.
Sure.
So he's a Viking fan, and they had several Vikings related tidbits and references. He had a Jim Marshall because it was kind of funny because his first name was Marshall, so he had a Jim Marshall jersey that he would wear on episodes of that program, How I Met Your Mother. Jason Segel is 41 today. He's also a big Muppets fan.
Well, I didn't know that part of it.
Well, you could, what else? You want to learn more? We don't have time. I could just continue to throw out tidbits about Jason Segel, but we just don't have time. I mean, we try to teach as much as we can here on the Almanac and get as many of those trivial tidbits out, but there is also a limit. There has to be.
And now we're on to the gone. But by the way, sliced bread, Jim, sliced bread came out the year 1928, July 7th, 1928. So it had been around
15 years, so it was still relatively new.
Yeah.
There were probably still some people who didn't even know that the luxury of sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
People out in the outlying areas and some of the territories.
So it was quite the invention. All right, gone but not forgotten on this day. Dr. Thomas A. Watson, he was Alexander Graham Bell's assistant. I think he was on the other end of the first call. Watson, come here, or something like that, wasn't it? 1854. The guy who wrote Winnie the Pooh was author A.A. Milne, born on this day, 1882. He was one half and the larger half of Laurel and Hardy, Oliver Hardy.
Well, there's another nice mess you've gotten me into. Yes, ma'am.
You know, at today's standards, he's not that fat.
No.
He looks pretty normal, to be honest.
Just portly, you would maybe call him. Oliver Hardy was born on this day. The year was 1892.
Nowadays, he'd be called just a few extra pounds.
Right, yes.
Same thing with Rerun.
Yes.
What's Happening and any of those other guys.
What about actor Cary Grant, born on this day, 1904?
Pardon me, miss. I'm looking for my friend Rock Quarry. I heard he was there. My name is Gary Granite.
Cary Granite? Betty! You'll never guess who's here.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm being told that's not Cary Grant. That's Gary Granite.
Oh,
from the Flintstones.
From the Flintstones.
Right, you had your Ann Margrock.
Right.
You had your Rock Quarry, and you had your Gary Granite on the Flintstones. So there was a mix-up there. Our apologies to the Cary Grant estate.
It's anonymous.
Because they do get royalties by being mentioned on the Bob Almanac. We've gotten that big that royalties are paid to these estates of these dead celebrities. So our apologies. We'll make it up next year.
Cary Grant, born on this day, 1904, the very talented Danny Kaye. He won Emmy, was a singer, song, dancer. He did it all. Danny Kaye, born on this day, 1913. He was Clown Bob Bell. He was Bozo for 25 years.
Bozo, Bozo, always laughs, never frowns. Bozo, 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 the clown.
You know, you said the talented Danny Kaye. You didn't even say the talented Bozo the Clown. Bozo the Clown is every bit as talented as Danny Kaye.
Look nice. Why don't you, Cynthia and Linda, take your seats in the grandstand very carefully. Get off the Bozo-mobile, and this way I'll be able to push the Bozo-mobile right up.
The Bozo-mobile.
Well, nice.
Danny Kaye didn't have a K-mobile.
No, he did not. He needed one, but no, he wasn't big enough. That was Clown Bob Bell there doing Bozo, 1922. You've heard of Dolby Sound. Inventor Ray Dolby gave us that, and he was born on this day, 1933. And one more, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame favorite, David Ruffin, with the Temptations.
When it's cold.
was a big hit, and it's been used in a movie or two.
Yes, it certainly has. That was a monster for the Temptations. David Ruffin, born on this day, 1941, and they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Forgotten. Right. All right, starting a Bob-a-thon, it's lots of music with no commercials or stoppages.
That's right.
No whistles, stoppages, penalties, anything like that.
No, we're just
for review. Keith Whitley, 10 Feet Away. You go with Bellamy Brothers, Feeling the Feeling, or Tim McGraw. I like it. I love it.
It's going to have to be Howard and David.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.